This is Michelada Monday, and it's not a real Michelada if it's not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold.
Lawyers.
Dumbass!
I was his emotional buttress.
It takes up their time, man.
Now, do you want to apologize to him?
No.
It's funny, that clip of Vic is on the phone.
That's classic Whitlock.
I was his emotional buttress.
I was his emotional buttress.
Do you like skin products?
Love them.
That one was not. Don't you want...
No!
Sorry, I was a little early. Don't you wonder why confirmation's easy when you don't think so much about it?
Trust and Money, AM 570 LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. Download it, click the AM 570 LA Sports icon. You'll hear Petros and Money. If you're not near a radio, you'll hear Dodger Baseball. If you're not near a radio, yes, Dodger games stream free through the iHeart Radio app. Anything you miss, you can always podcast. We prefer you to podcast there because, A, you can subscribe. It downloads automatically. You get the Petros and Money show on anything you might have missed, like last Friday's conversation with Steve Hartman, our early conversations with Scott Miller, or David Vasse on the series against the Padres. And also, you can listen, as we said, live and in the moment by streaming for free.
We're happy to be with you, and we're happy to be off tomorrow. Tomorrow, full smoko. Have fun. We'll be back on Wednesday at 3 o'clock. But right now, it's time for the Final Hour Fun Facts.
It's fun in effect. It's the Hour 3.
Fun Facts! Fun Facts!
Maybe a repeat, but I like it so much that I figured, give it a go again. You know, not everybody hears every Final Hour Fun Fact.
Except for me.
Except for you. Samuel Maverick was a Texas rancher who refused to brand his cattle. Cruel and unusual, he said. No need.
Wow.
Which led to the word maverick, meaning someone who is independently minded. You're a maverick.
Like Sarah Palin.
Maverick. I don't know if I would use her as the...
I mean, come on!
Samuel Maverick, though.
Tom Cruise.
His surname.
Scientology, I mean, Maverick.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking the character, Maverick. Top Gun.
Mel Gibson in the movie.
Maverick. Exactly right. Underrated film.
James Garner.
Awesome.
Jodie Foster.
Unbelievable. That dress with them garters.
Oh, what a cast.
Come on.
Riverboat Gambling.
I mean.
Those are the days.
You know what I want? I want a film that revolves around a card game on a steamboat. That's what I need in my life.
Well. Sorry, Matt. Antebellum South. You're out.
Over.
You're going with Chris
Can't
Harrison.
Do it now.
Take it over to Houston with Chris Harrison. Brother.
Son of a bitch.
Time for the quick hits now.
The PMS quick hits. I'll make it quick, y'all.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Dodgers in Seattle. Dustin Mays on the mound. Two first place teams.
Right.
Yeah, the Mariners had a big weekend. They surpassed the Angels to take over first place
Boo.
In the AL West. They're 10-6. Dustin May, battle of two first place teams, as we just mentioned, and Dustin May undefeated, pitching pretty darn great. First pitch at 7. We will have Dodgers on deck 1 hour, less than 1 hour from now.
And they haven't come by it honest because the Angels are 8-5, but they lost their last two games. Not lost them, they just hadn't played them because of COVID. The Twins postponed them. So they host the Rangers tonight on Bally Sports TV. You know, they could take that lead back, man.
I do want to point out, because it was Fox Prime Ticket and Fox Sports West, it used to, for whatever reason, the guide on my television is alphabetical.
Uh-huh.
So it's always, it just, it takes me that extra beat, like, where the hell is my, oh, that's right, it's Bally's. Now I got to go up to the B's, whereas before I was in the F's.
Well, Matt, start at A, and it'll be right there for you.
Exactly.
Roll the dice of your life with Bally Sports, Matt.
It's quite annoying, I'll be honest. I have not figured out how to navigate my interactive guide yet. There's got to be a quicker way than going through every single channel.
What you got to do is call DirecTV, have them send out the controller that you can talk to. And then you just say, Angels, and it goes on.
All right, the Lakers are 35-22 overall. Big weekend for Andre Drummond knocking off the Jazz. And they will host the Jazz again tonight. They still have the fifth spot in the West, so they are out of danger for the play-in contest that is just showing up this year. The Clippers, 40-18, they are the hottest team in all of basketball. They are comfortably in the three-hole in the West. They will play in Portland tomorrow night, and Salty A The Salty A, as Rogan and Rodney have coined Adam Oslin. awfully excited these days.
I'm still not over my 422 ranking.
You're ranked 420.
Shut up! It's not cool, Matt. You know, you invite me into the fantasy
league.
That's
not cool.
And then you make fun of me.
I was excited when I thought you were finished, you know, that you were
106. So was I. And then you're like, ooh, oh, that's
well,
not.
I was looking for you, and there was no 106.
That's not the original.
It went from a tie at 105 to 107. I was like, meh.
Tired of it.
Tired.
I don't know if you heard Dylan Hernandez on with Rogan and Rodney, but he got into 12 of Europe's top clubs announcing that they're launching a breakaway Super League. Freaking Glazers did this. The clubs will receive an upfront net grant of approximately $4.19 billion in aggregate.
How are they going to launch a league with that pittance? You think you can launch a professional sports league with just $4.2 billion?
Well,
really?
No wonder there's been a lot of pushback from UEFA and other reputable organizations like that filled with integrity. AC Milan, Arsenal, Atletico Madrid, Chelsea, Barcelona, Internazionale, Juventus, Liverpool, Man City, Man U, Real Madrid, and Matt's Tottenham Hotspur.
They're basically all the teams that win Champions League. And so when you win, you've got to spread the pot. You don't get to cash in. It's all spread equally amongst all the teams, so including those that never have a chance to win this freaking tournament.
These guys are tired of giving Hull their money.
They're like, hey, we're going to keep the cash.
Juve wants a cash.
Yes. Juventus is like, we spent $9 billion for our team. We should be repaid instead of spread that seed money around.
Yeah, the move has been met with widespread criticism because people are going to get money taken out of their pockets. Boris Johnson doesn't like it.
Nice hair.
Emmanuel Macron doesn't like it.
You weigh 105 pounds wet.
Two personal attacks on world leaders.
That's all I got for him.
FIFA said they're disapproving of it.
Oh, who would have guessed? The greatest criminals on the sporting earth.
And UEFA says they might ban these teams. Fat chance, right?
Yeah, good luck with that. Go ahead, ban them. Let's see who's watching the freaking UEFA Champions League. Who's playing? Oh, it's, I don't know. What the hell would
it be? We have CONCACAF, though.
Oh, yeah, we do. CONCACAF is great.
The draft.
Maybe that's it. It'll be U.S. U.S. going to make the, we'll have LAFC in the Champions League. That'll be exciting. Vela won't play, though. He doesn't want to.
My friend started
up
a
European competition.
But speaking of LAFC and Vela, my friend started a Morrissey LAFC superfan Instagram account.
Okay.
And he texted me last night and asked me to follow. And I complied.
What'd you think of the posts?
There's two, I think.
One of Morrissey and one of Vela.
There's one of Morrissey and then there's another one of Morrissey. Vela's coming tomorrow. The draft is on Thursday.
Foosball.
The week on Thursday.
Showed off their new draft headquarters this year, Malibu Beach home, trying to Kingsbury it up.
Yeah. We'll probably get into this, but there was a pair of puff pieces done on the way the Rams approached the draft this year. They were the only team not to send scouts to any of the pro days.
Them off calling a few favors.
And they were just like, you know, this is a new way of thinking. And I talked to a couple people, and they were like, yeah, it just sounds incredibly lazy. To me, that if you're the one team and 31 other teams are doing it a certain way and you're trying to be trailblazers, you sure as ass better get your draft right.
I saw Tom Telesco putting his suitcase in the back of a Lincoln and leaving town, and Snead was walking around in board shorts.
You know, we didn't send anybody anywhere. We feel like we get a lot more done.
Top story of the day coming up next.
De la zona de los rapi, mami, papi. Tenemos problemas, pero andamos happy.
Back to Michelada Mondays on the Petros and Money Show. It's not a real Michelada if it's not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold.
BS Swing Show Record, PMS. Be a swing. You shut your F up.
You have trouble. You have some problem. You go to emergency toilet. You come back.
You have some problem.
You hit lead. You don't apologize. You think you're a good kid.
You go to emergency toilet. You're in 5 minutes. You come back and you hit lead and don't apologize. And you think you're a good kid.
You shut your F up, man.
That's a BS swing, Profar.
Exactly right.
Modelo meets you on Monday on PMS, and it's time for the top story of the day.
Top story of the day.
Get to that in a moment.
Don't fire up the accordion, Cates. Don't worry. We'll get it next segment.
Keep it queued up, Cates.
We'll
it's
get
coming
it
again.
Next segment. We'll get it next.
First thing, because we are, a show that I don't want to say likes to thrive on the negative, but I think unlike some other spots that are simply going to run puff pieces and celebrate remarkable accomplishments, having yet to lose a series, the Dodgers went down to San Diego. They took 2 of 3. They did what they're supposed to do. Actually, even more than they're supposed to do on the road. You play 500 on the road, you win every series. That's how you win the division. That's what you're supposed to do. Instead, they're winning every series. But Panic Brothers, well, we can't help it. Look at a bullpen.
Oh, you want to hit a button?
I mean, tell me. I'll let you and executive producer Tim Cates make the decision as I go through this list.
Well, the button has one of those little caps on it. You know,
so we got to flip the cap. Flip the cap. Hover over the button.
Now there is there's a double secret probation Dean Wormer button that requires two armed men standing more than arm's length apart, and they have to turn a simultaneous key. That's a different.
We don't need that one yet.
That's a different level of panic.
They won the series, right? They're the best team in baseball. But now, when I get that Gratterall, Bruzilla, whatever the hell they call him,
the bazooka,
Gradzilla, 2/3 of an inning, 1 run. Santana, 2/3 of an inning, 2 runs. Blake Treinen, 1 run. Corey Knebel, 2 runs. Kenley Jansen, 1 run.
I'm not panicked about that.
I had a feeling you'd depress it.
I'm not panicked about anything.
Yeah.
Now, Saturday, the Dodgers bullpen was pristine. 3 innings, just a single hit. And yesterday, the Padres bullpen was bulletproof. 4 innings, just a single hit. And the good news is the supposedly impenetrable Padres bullpen also had a little bit of a meltdown. Now, Pomerantz didn't get charged with the run. It went to Adams, but he gave up a hit that scored it. Melanson, in the first outing, gave up a run and 2 hits. And I would imagine it's hard to kind of freak out over these things, especially when your team is 13-3 and
here in April,
widely acknowledged as the best team in baseball. But
here in April,
what do we know about October baseball? It all comes down to the bullpens. That is where the games are won and the games are lost.
Oh, you're firing up the Viper for the cabriolet already?
He's a guy that's got to watch every pitch, every swing, every strike, every ball, every hit.
Is this valid?
That bullpen looked shaky as F. And let's not forget the one day.
Like Mojo Potatoes shaky?
Yes. The one day that they did give up 0 runs, as I mentioned, in those 3 innings, allowing just a single hit. The only reason they didn't have 3 consecutive days of bad bullpen actions because Mookie Betts came up with an unbelievable catch of the year.
That's right.
In April. It's already the catch of the year. Nothing will top it. That's going to be it when we find ourselves at the end of the season.
Otherwise, well, what if a guy goes through the thing and dies like the natural?
Okay, that'll top it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, come on.
But that's what was needed in order for the bullpen not to have
pull a rabbit out of a hat.
Consecutive days of melting down and giving up a pretty damn good out. Not pretty damn. Really good outings by their starters. That's terrible. So for all the celebration, for all the high-fiving, for all the ass-grabbing, let's make sure we recognize, huh? And I'd like to maybe point out that while the starters were great, and the hitters, especially in that first game, seemed to do a great bit of work, I do not have much faith in this bullpen right now after what we witnessed over the course of the weekend.
Well, I think that's a fair assumption. Perhaps they'll improve internally or have to go externally for help.
Who's your closer? Who do you want taking that ball with 3 outs left in the 9th inning and a 1-run lead? Because you know what they say about quarterbacks. If you got 2, you got none. And I think when it comes to closers, correct me if I'm wrong, Cates, but the Dodgers have like 4.
They do.
And closer by committee?
It's flip a coin.
And I would say if you got 4, you got none.
Right.
And it feels like this team does not have a closer right now, and that's a big freaking deal. Not right to the celebration.
All right, let's
do it. Let's go to the celebration.
Celebrate good time. Come on.
If you didn't think, I get it. You don't want to call it a rivalry. Fine, but you know what?
People were riled up.
People were riled up. Players were freaking hot.
And the games delivered, and the benches cleared.
We got it. We had a bench clear. Let's get to it. Let's get to it, Cates. Feel free to play it again after we mention it, because you know what? How often do we have an opportunity, and good on the camera work, impeccable, to get the close-up on both Clayton Kershaw and Profar, to see Kershaw utter a word that we assumed, much like the life of Philip Rivers or Kurt Warner,
was not in his vocabulary.
These super Christians that you would never, ever, ever hear from their lips.
Man is a sinner. You know, man is rot with sin. And Kershaw and Philip would agree.
Maybe he isn't who we thought he was.
Oh, no, Matt, no.
Maybe.
We know he's a chap ass. I mean, there's no secret about that.
But you would assume it's a gall darn it. Or,
would I?
Jeez, Gene.
What would I, Matt?
Instead, if you missed it, on Saturday, Clayton Kershaw, he said it. He was so fired up about this series and fired up in the moment that he dropped a bull S right on Jurickson and Profar and the umpire.
Yep, and Kershaw is saying that was a blank swing.
Oh, even Monday's shocked.
Meanwhile, Kershaw is screaming at Profar. Profar screaming back at Kershaw.
Well, now the rule book is going to test things out. The umpires are going to talk to New York.
All right. I like how Charlie tried to get off the topic immediately. He was like, I don't want to sully the reputation of Kershaw by having you tell everyone that can't see it that he said the BS word.
All those kids in Zaire just started crying. Terrible.
Look how quickly Charlie tries to get it. Move past it.
He jerks the wheel hard.
Kershaw is saying that was a blank swing.
Meanwhile, Kershaw. Meanwhile.
It's unbelievable.
Meanwhile.
You have one of the best pitchers in the history of baseball screaming BS at a runner, a batter.
Meanwhile.
And the camera was right on his mouth.
Daggers at the ump, and Charlie's got to do what?
Meanwhile, Kershaw is screaming at Profar. Profar screaming back at Kershaw.
You better shut her up, man.
No one's wearing a mask.
And Kershaw is saying that was a blank swing.
That is exactly what he said. Yeah. That's a BS swing.
And you know what that is, Charlie? That's a blank jerk of the wheel.
Meanwhile, if you missed it and you don't know what a BS swing is for someone like Kershaw, and I don't know who these Padres think they are. Last year it was Trent Grisham hitting a home run and showing up Kershaw, not recognizing what that man's meant to the game.
Well, Matt, maybe
Grisham might hope to have a shred of the career that Kershaw's had.
You know, that's part of their vibe, Matt. You know, they're a swaggy team, like Blake Snell said. And they don't want to
Snell that Snell.
Yeah, they don't want to bend the knee for anybody.
Here's the one thing I didn't like about, and I did like Kershaw calling it a BS swing, right? And then Profar, of course, has the right to say you shut your F up because he called him BS.
Right.
Or wait, he called him. Thanks for beeping that, Ronnie. I appreciate it.
You owe so much to me.
What I don't like about Kershaw's explanation of what happened, don't put the qualifier in there. Just call it for what it is. If you're going to use the word BS and all of us are going to be slack-jawed and have our mouths agape that you said BS,
just shocked.
Come with it. Instead, he said, quote, and these are his own words, quote, he basically swung straight down and backwards. And I'm not saying that it was intentional, but that was not a big league swing right there. Take out the middle sentence. You are saying it was intentional, because if you didn't think it was, you wouldn't say that's a BS swing.
He's trying to protect Barnes. Clyde, not trying to protect Barnes, loved the swing.
She really did. I heard she was dancing in the street. Get that guy out. Please do not put the qualifier in there. And I'm not saying it was intentional. Yes, you are. If you call it a BS swing, and it's, again, quote, that was not a big league swing right there, That's intentional because he's a big league player and a guy that's hitting 300. So
I'm not saying it was intentional, but like that was not a big league swing right there. So
this is not the work of a cook.
The umpire, if I can just hit the catcher's glove every time, then I got a much better chance of doing that than hitting the ball, you know? So there's some leeway, some gray area in that rule that might need to be looked at for sure.
So for you non-seam heads,
game starts at 7:10.
If you make contact with the catcher's mitt, you're automatically awarded first base on catcher's interference. Kershaw is claiming that a non-big league swing was Profar basically swinging backwards and hitting the mitt and going, ooh!
Yes.
And then being awarded first base.
As opposed to like really, you know, putting the catcher in danger and hitting the mitt hard.
Basically looked at...
Or the catcher putting himself in danger.
Right.
Hey, Mr. Coward.
Said, hey, Coward. It's you and me. Pitcher v. batter. Let's not bring Barnes into this, okay? And his mitt. You might break a finger. That's what baseball is. It's mono, mono. Me, you. Pitcher, hitter, fair's fair. It's not play like that.
Game starts at 7:10. Everybody knows that.
When we had DJ on Friday, he said, who do you think is going to start the fight? I'm guessing it's Gratterall and Machado. And then we were thinking, maybe Grisham because he's so swaggy. And maybe Snell, that Snell. We never thought it'd be Kershaw. Of all the people to ignite the flame in San Diego and under the Padres that would lead to somebody telling him, you shut your F up, man.
And there was anger on Friday, too, right? Was that the anger? There was another bench clearing. Somebody got
taken. Dennis Santana.
Yeah, Santana, exactly.
So there's another guy that started a fight.
And again, you can call it what you want, but as we said, players look to be living by balls and strikes. By hits and outs, it felt like...
It was a lot of fun.
October, it was a lot of fun.
Everybody acknowledged the greatness of the series, from John Heyman to Buster Only to Bob Costas, all the luminarios, Matt.
This delivered. It did.
What is this now, 15 more of these? I don't think I could take it.
16 more.
Oh, God!
Starting on Thursday.
Countdown, and Scam will be back on Thursdays. Cates and Sachs in the AM. It's Dodgers, Padres again, but tonight, they're to the north. Taking on the Mariners. We'll be right back with your Dead and Alive guy.
Shut up, man.
Birthday of the day and City of Hope Dodger pre.
Petros and Money.
AM 570.
Back to Michelada Mondays on the Petros and Money Show. It's not a real Michelada if it's not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for listening. We are moments away from Dodgers in Seattle, stretching across the western United States, one major metropolis to the south, San Diego, Don Diego de la Vega. And now to the north, our Lumberton friends of Seattle, major metropolises. First the south, now the north. The Dodgers, a great weekend, though they lost yesterday in San Diego. We talked about it. We had David Vasse on. We had Scott Miller, who's a fabulous person to talk to when it comes to Don Diego de la Vega and many other things. But I think we got our money's worth this weekend, Matt, as we've been discussing.
You know what? It delivered. We built it up. We celebrated the hell out of it, and it delivered.
Yeah.
Tim Cates had a text chain that I just didn't want to let go of, even deep into the wee hours of the night.
Yeah, he
really got after it.
He really felt like he came and he saw and he kicked its ass.
Yes, he did.
Real Ghostbusters style.
After the first two games, though, I lost interest in the series. Because they already convenient. Won the series, and it's like, all right, let the Padres win the final one.
Yeah, that's true, because who could ever be interested in Trevor Bauer versus Blake Snell? That's not compelling
at
all.
I lost interest in the text thread
with
DJ. It just wasn't fun
anymore. Snellzilla!
Yeah, I guess Snellzilla.
Sure, Dave, make that happen.
All I kept thinking of was Sockface 2000.
Sockface 2G, man.
Every time I look at him, I'm like, God, that's so unfortunate.
Yeah, it looked like he got socked twice.
Every day of your life, you wake up. Did I get into an argument last night? Someone punched me.
You know what?
Nose?
Would you stop? That's enough. All right? You didn't have to take it that far. It's a Modelo Michelada Monday. Celebration! What's wrong with your face?
That's how I look.
While we're at home, We like a michelada while we're at the stadium. If you're drinking your michelada, you don't have to wear a mask, Charlie. Those are the rules.
It's true.
Don't look at me. CDC. CDC loves michelada drinking.
It's a true story.
The CDC likes you to lick that good tahini on the side to disinfect your tongue. And then you crack open a beer that's brewed with a fighting spirit, Matt. Modelo Especial is crisp and clean, and it's refreshing. And it's brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold. Hashtag Modelo USA. Please. Por favor. Gracias, Modelo. All right, it's time for the dead guy, Matt.
Today, we celebrate a guy, well, who's famous for many reasons, Richard Harding Davis. But, as he died over 100 years ago, with a strong, square jaw and dashing good looks, he decided, I'm too good looking. I'm going to have a beard. I'm going to have a mustache. I'm not going to have any mutton chops, even though, as a man at the turn of the century, you're supposed to have one.
Yeah, that was a stilo.
And he's like, no, clean shaven. And it actually set the trend.
Well, let's hear the song.
Began to go clean shaven for the next 10, 15 years.
He was Mr. Bareface.
Mr. Bareface.
OG Bareface?
Exactly right.
Let's hear it. Yummy coffee joint. I hate to be picking a nit. Good song.
Wasn't it though?
Hey dude, I ordered cafe latte supreme.
Yeah. And
brought me a cup full of shave.
Yeah.
Oh, shaving cream.
Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look clean.
Oh, that's great.
That's appropriate. Old Dickie Davis was born in Philly, man. His mom, Rebecca, pioneer of literary realism as a woman.
I love it.
Prominent writer, his pops, was the editor of the Philadelphia Public Ledger. So Big Brain went to Swarthmore, then Lehigh.
Oh.
He published his first book.
Lee is so high. I'm freaking out, man.
I think I've watched it 700 times.
So high, man. Oh, that's what everybody's like that at Lehigh.
He published his first book, The Adventures of My Freshman. And it was so well-received, Johns Hopkins called and said, come get your degree here. It'll look better than Lehigh.
Especially with that clean face.
So he did. And after Johns Hopkins, he worked at a few Philly papers, Philadelphia Record, Philadelphia Press, but then got the gig at the New York Evening Sun, made a name for himself. Flamboyant style, dashing good looks, worked his way into high society, and his willingness to cover taboo subjects of the time. Abortion. Suicide. Executions. His coverage of the devastation from the flood in Jonestown, Pennsylvania, got him his national and international attention, and he became the editor of Harper's Weekly. He was one of the world's leading war correspondents during the Spanish-American War, World War I. He is considered the model for, this is how good-looking he was, the famous Gibson girl. He was considered the Gibson man, like the face of what a handsome male is to look like at the turn of the century is Dickie Davis.
The male ideal.
He had success with his 1897 novel, Soldiers of Fortune. During the Spanish-American War, he was on a U.S. Navy warship when he witnessed the shelling of Matanzas, Cuba. His story made headlines as a result. Navy prohibited reporters and him from ever being aboard an American vessel again.
Well, you hate to see it. You just hate to see it.
He was a very good friend of Teddy Roosevelt's, the man who created the legend surrounding the Rough Riders. So they made him an honorary member. During World War I, he covered the war so closely that the Germans arrested him as a spy. Died at 52 of a heart attack, suddenly.
Wow, that's a lot of accolades for a short life. Beautiful. I'm inspired.
Yeah.
Going home to shave.
I shaved today for the first time in a while.
Wow, you look clean as a freaking whistle.
Ow, ooh.
Ooh, ho, 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 ho. Ow, ooh, Jamaican news, Matt. This man is not shaven.
It's Jamaican news.
I'm glad you played that generic reggae song, because now we're about to flip the script and get real with somebody really real. Big Youth.
Good crossfade, Case. Oh. Dude, nobody stepped off the dance floor with that sweet mix.
Starting to mix so hard now. Big Youth, Matt, one of the great musical innovators of Jamaican music, still very vibrant. Owner of one of my very favorite reggae names ever, Big Youth.
Big Youth. Should have a tattoo of it.
Real name, Manly Augustus Buchanan.
I can see why he wanted a stage name.
72 years old. Manly loved to toast or rap, which is what he's doing here, during work, as he was a diesel mechanic at the Sheraton Hotel in Kingston. And unlike most any reggae artist who's a Rasta guy, including Bob Marley, Big Youth was a Rasta before him come out of music. He didn't come into the music like a flat top, like, hey, let me shave. Shave your face, and then get all Rasta out.
Yeah,
and then start eating the Eitel stew. And,
sure.
Yeah, but Big Youth was a Rasta before.
So the real.
The real. Yeah. In the early 70s, Gussie Clark and Lee Perry and Prince Buster got a hold of him, made him a star in Jamaica. His first album in 1973, Screaming Target. Have you ever heard it?
No.
Oh, because you did it. You just did it exactly. Are you kidding? Oh, Kate's. Pull up Screaming Target by Big Youth. Oh, do it again. Oh, my God, Matt. It's like you were there. Big Youth has teeth laden with red, gold, and green jewels.
Nice.
And he has a very distinctive upright dancing style. Jayuth, or Big Youth, is not a big fan of the digital dancehall style. And neither are you, Matt.
No.
They came up in the 80s. But his son, Tafari, is a dancehall star and has had modern success. And, why don't you play Screaming Target for us by Big Youth so Matt can hear it?
You're interrupting Kate's Twitter.
Are you getting people ready for Dodgers on Deck? I mean, because it's ready to go. Kirsten's corner's ready. Don't worry. Everything's fine, Kate's. All right, we're going to listen to Screaming Target by Big Youth. You'll recognize it because Dawn Penn covered this song and made it a hit again in the 90s.
There it is. I was on it. Brother Rinka, I'm the brother Callahad, you know? No.
What you say, no? Well, I say the lineage of reggae chanters, Matt, is as follows. The people that inspired rap music. U Roy, then Big Youth. After Big Youth, Trinity, Clint Eastwood, Charlie Chaplin, and DJ U Brown.
And don't, because we do this regularly, it wasn't really Clint Eastwood and Charlie Chaplin, but for whatever reason, stars would take the names of famous people.
Well,
like Chris Martin.
I mean, no. Chris Martin is actually named Chris Martin. Who's to say if the Clint Eastwood reggae guy is not just born Clint Eastwood? You know, actually, you're right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go.
Batter up.
We're slinging a giant puto.
City of Hope. Physicians and researchers are relentlessly working together to turn powerful science into
life-saving.
I'm more
virile than I was as a younger man.
Into life-saving new cancer treatments. You can learn more. We love the folks at City of Hope. It's City of Hope.
Sexual power I possess is unparalleled.
.org. Cityofhope.org. The LA Dodgers are 13-3.
And that's prowess.
They are the class of Major League Baseball.
So classy.
And they have found their way to the Pacific Northwest to tangle with the AL West top team.
Stretching the West, Matt. Stretching it like a Stretch Armstrong. Getting weird.
Successful weekend for the Mariners. Find themselves in first place. Hey, it's playing us off. They're 10-6.
Play yourself off.
Thanks a lot, Cates. God forbid we...
Yeah, we are off tomorrow. We don't get to have the platform.
The bullpen melting down. On Sunday's contest from your highlights.
Yeah, you don't want to hear that.
Our dude pitched a gem, only to have the bullpen crap all over it.
He's the new Kershaw. Hard luck starter. Hard luck. Loser.
It's just hard.
Dustin May, Justice Sheffield. There's your pitching matchup.
Well, when you want Dodgers, the only home is AM 570 LA Sports.
Everybody knows what Leon's Transmissions does. They do transmissions. And if you have a Leon's Transmission, that means you have a transmission that's built by a place that's been in business doing transmissions for 60 years. They have all the innovations. They know exactly what the thing to do is.